Just one cigarette?
Yeah.
For both of you, or two cigarettes?
No, two cigarettes, separate.
Okay.
Then they waited till we finished the cigarette, because they're not long for any purpose like that, see. They got the measure about that long.
Now what does the cigarette symbolize?
It symbolizes an honor, see. It's an honor when you are given by an officer of the council to smoke in the council with you.
And I recall you said they gave Coyote a cigarette.
Huh?
You told me once that they gave Coyote a cigarette. You come to tell him that...
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah. Oh yeah, that's right, yeah. So then, after we finished smoking, then the governor, he started to make an announcement that we're in, see. That now that they, if it's approved, well, that they'll start to tell me why I was called into the council. Mm-hmm. It was approved, everybody approved, said yes. Then the governor, he gave up and he said to me that, he said to my father first, yeah, that the council had now decided that it's okay for me to be a member of the council. My father accepted too. Then the government told me, he said to me in a formal way, that you are now before the council by the permission of the governor, and by his asking, by his ears.
Do you recall what his name was, the governor?
Who was the governor at that time? I don't know his English name. He was one of the old fellows that I don't know, yeah. I thought, no, it's not him. Yeah.
Go ahead then. I just thought we...
Then he told me why I was chosen for another councilman as interpreter. We have a problem that we're unable to get any help from the agency. And we thought with your help and with your education that you have might help us to get what we want. There were three arroyos that's always causing trouble, see. No culverts under. Every time the rain brings a flood water as well, it just breaks into that ditch and fills the ditch with rocks and almost a half mile on each side. And it takes a long time. I know one time when I first left school, they had a flood right by the day school there. It's a big arroyo. And both sides were overfilled with rocks like that, which makes it hard to dig. And they had two tiers of men working. One is from the bottom throwing out to the second, and he in turn throws up to the top. And they had others up there spreading it out. Yeah, hard work.
Work, man.
Manpower all. We didn't have no scrapers then. That was really tough work. Same with the other two arroyos. So then my father, after he finished, of course, then my father asked me what I would say, because even though I know my own language, but to come before a council like that, it's a different experience. I just couldn't find no words to express it. Yeah. That was my first time meeting all the people, even I know them. But I couldn't find nothing to how to express my approval to them. So it All I told my father that I would help him the best I know how. And he did, he done the rest of it. Yeah. You see, that's more respectful way of bringing in new ones. They do more and more respectful ways those old days that I know. Yeah. They consider you very much a respect, see.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But
then,
go ahead.
And then when this was all cleared up, then right there, then he started to telling me that just what I was, with what I would be required to do, see. And they gave me another man that was pretty well experienced in the governor's side, that was really good in Spanish, but not quite in English. He's got a good schooling, but then he needed another one to go along with. I consider him pretty good in English too. Yeah. So this is a man you're going to work with. I accepted, and then the one that used to be the governor, interpreter before, the governor told me that he was unable to go much further because of not enough education. He had done his best up to this time where he thought that he cannot carry on anymore because things were getting too much for him, see, to interpret. So this man, he asked permission if he would say something. He came to me and sat down by me and gave me his permission and all his wishes for a good interpreter, see. And he told me how hard it was and how people would feel against me. Some would appreciate and others wouldn't. That is the outside people. The council will accept your whatever the decisions you make or whatever you bring back in the way of information or well, they'll accept it. But it's the outside, if they're dissatisfied, there are some that are always that way. Well, don't take it for granted. Make your heart strong. And meet all kinds of criticism if there have to be. Just like I know I had that experience.
Mm-hmm.
But because I cannot carry on anymore, well, I ask that you would take my place.
Mm-hmm.
He gave me his best wishes and all that, and his blessing from the great spirit that carries his life, as they call it, you know. And so I accepted it all, and I told him I'll do my best.
Well, then he wasn't on the council anymore after that.
Yeah, he was.
Oh,
because
he was.
He was a councilman and an interpreter too, whenever needed, you know. I said,
okay.
But for me, I was supposed to be just an interpreter.
Mm-hmm.
I was given an official name as a Puebla interpreter. I held that from that time on up to 1930 something. Yeah.
For about 10 years.
Somewhere, yeah. Because, well, if I didn't attend the council meeting, if for any reason I don't attend, I was criticized because whenever it's not needed to have, that's excused anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But to me it wasn't, because I'd rather know all the what was talked about, you know,
mm-hmm.
so I can study on it. You know. So that's how come I was accepted as a member. But I had a good friend, the superintendent of the Indian school that time, Reuben Perry by the name.
Mm-hmm.
He furnished me with some books and a little bookcase and also a dictionary.
Mm-hmm.
I was taught how to use a dictionary in the school and more he emphasized to me that was a really a good thing to have, is a dictionary, because it will give you the information you want. If not, he offered his service to me to help that way, see. So I took it with him and all that, and he made use of it. Yeah. I studied my Indian language, not only from my father, from the old, some of the old people I knew, by just talking to them and asking questions, how would I say this, and how I would put it before the council this, on this question, and all things like that, you know. So I thought I learned a lot then. I really was thankful for the help of by those people. There was two of them. One had been governor a lot of times, and he by his own willingness, he gave me some information on the governorship, see. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was really good turn towards me.
Boy, yeah. Fortunate.
But I was sorry I did not go too often to his house, because I think he would have given me more.
More, yeah.
And this other one, he was also of the governor, but he was the top, like almost like a police chief, see?
Mm-hmm.
Because these governor's aides, they act as police too.
Mm-hmm.
And that time they had one that was higher than the rest of them, see? So he gave me some of the information himself too, on his own willingness. I didn't ask for it, but I guess he thought that I would be governor one day.
Mm-hmm.
So I needed it because, as an interpreter, I might be one day considered as a member of council. So, so he gave me some information. Yeah. And I was really glad of it, and also sorry that I didn't go for it more as I should have. But being just a young boy yet, you don't realize just how much value it is, information that you get of some legal, I call it legal things from the standpoint of the governor's side. So then after that, I carried on. That was from my first assignment. A week after, we came to Albuquerque. For the name of P.T. Lennon, I think it was. He was a superintendent then. Yeah.
London?
Lonigan, something like that.
Lonigan.
Yeah. I don't know whether he's still alive or about 10 years ago. Somebody said that he was in New York someplace.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how he found out. So we had a meeting, and we couldn't come to no decision or final yet until next day. So we slept at the office building. They gave furnished us mattress. Yeah.
What was the meeting about?
Well, it was on this getting help from the Indian Service
on the
in Washington on the Carl Colbert side. Yeah. So next day, I think he understood a lot more just the necessity of that help, see.
Mm-hmm.
So he assured us that he's going to, by all means, he said, that's his word, I'll write to the commissioner in Washington, tell him all about what you said and how much help you needed. And he assured us of help. You know.
Mm-hmm.
And I was glad. Of course, that's what I expected, at least from him,
mm-hmm.
an assurance of help. See. We went home feeling really good, and I think that the council would really be glad to hear at least the assurance of help. You know. So we wait.